Okay, Avotai, we continue in Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Shaar Gimel, up to Perek Yud Bet. Vezehu ha'inyan shedarshu zal, Chulin, Dav Zayin Amud Bet. Al pasuk Yashem hu ha'elokim en od milevado, Amar Rabbi Chanina afilu kshafim. The Gemara in Masechet Chulin Dav Zayin says, on the pasuk, Ki Hashem hu ha'elokim enod milevado. Hashem is God. There is none beside Him. There is nothing else beside Him. Rabbi Chanina says, "Afilu kshafim," even witchcraft. First of all, what does that mean? It means even witchcraft is nothing. There is only Hashem. So now, why do we need a Gemara to tell us that? So he explains. The Nefesh HaChaim says like this: Ki kol inyane peulot hakshafim nimshach me'akochot ha'tum'ah. Shel ha-merkava teme'a. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created such a thing. The acts of witchcraft, especially in the days of old, came from certain kochot ha-tum'a, certain forces of tum'a. Vehu inyan chokhmat ha-kishuf shehayu ha-sanhedrin tzrichim leda. This is the science of witchcraft that was part of the curriculum that was necessary for the people of the Sanhedrin. The rabbis, the sages of the Sanhedrin, they would have to know, they would have to be well-versed in Chochmat HaKishuf, in witchcraft. Hainu Chochmat Shemot HaTum'ah, to know the specific names that would be said, names of Tum'ah. V'idiyat inyane kochot ha-merkava teme'a bishmotehem, שעל ידם, פייג' קוף נונה, שעל ידם יפעלו בעלי הכישופים פעולות ועניינים משונים, כשמשביעים כוחות הטומאה בבחינת הטוב שבו. He says here, the way that כישוף would be done, would be accomplished in those times, is by knowing how to be משביע the כוחות הטומאה with the בחינה of טוב שבו. What does that mean? In everything, even in that which is Tameh, there is a Nekuda Tova. There is a point of Kedusha. Everything in this world, even that which is negative, in order for it to survive, has to have a point of Kedusha in it, which is the word of Hashem, which is the Dvar Hashem. If something does not have the Dvar Hashem, it's not able to survive in this world. And so the person who would do witchcraft, or the Sanhedrin who would study to know the Chochmat HaKishuv, they would know the specific names of the Kochot HaTum'ah by which to cause them to swear to act. Sheyashpia betocho chiyut la'asot niflaot. Hefech seder kochot ha'tva'im ve'amazalot. There was such a thing as Kishuv that would be able to do certain things that are against the nature, that are above the rules of nature.
We're talking about kishafim contrary to Kabbalah Ma'asit, or
no? We're talking about contrary, not Kabbalah. Kabbalah Ma'asit is Kedusha.
Right?
That's Kedusha.
Right, right.
Kishuv maybe is the opposite of that, you know, but it's using kochot ha-tum'ah, and even the kochot ha-tum'ah have an ikuda of Kedusha in them, by which they would know how to manipulate the koach hakdusha inside to cause it to give off nourishment to the koach hatum'ah and to act in kind. So that's something that the Sanhedrin would need to know in order to, you know,
to
judge people who do kishuf or not kishuf. For example, like the pasuk mechashefa lo techayeh. How do you know if she's mechashefa? So they would test to see. And also how to combat the effect of the kishufim. This was something that was more of a mitziyut in those days. I don't know if we encounter this today. Hopefully not. And he refers us to Etz Chaim. That's the Ari HaKadosh. Shar Klipat Noga Resh Perek Dalet. Mechamat sheken kava habore adon kol yitbarach. This is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world. Inyene kochotehem lemala mikochot ha-tva'im ha-nimshachim ha-kochavim ve-ha-mazalot, she'al yedei ze yehe bekocham la'asot pe'ulot. Hashem created such a thing as the kochot ha-kishuv, which are above, they're more powerful than the laws of nature, so that they should be able to do things that are against the laws of nature. Gam hipuch tiv'i, tiv'ei kochot ha-kochavim u-mazalot shu-gbah bahem b'et ha-briyah. Kayadua, as we spoke, shekol koach ve'olam, that every force in the world, every world, kavabu aboit barach koach v'yechoret lehanhigu lehatot et ha-koach ve'olam shetachtav, has the power to take control or to manipulate the power which is right below it. Lechol asher yeshama ruach. So Rabbi Hanina says, when it says in the pasuk ki Hashem hu Elokim en od milevado, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afilu keshafim, he said. Afilu keshafim means, it's even keshafim is nothing but the Dvar Hashem, as astounding as that sounds.
Making room for them, but not having an active part in them.
I don't think that this necessarily contradicts. I think it's just a different version of saying the same thing, that it's really all, Todaba, it's really all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Him. There's nothing besides Him. Right. And there is such a Metziut, you know. What is the realm of the Metziut of Kishufim, however you want to define it, maybe is different than the Svarim. But the main idea, which is that it's a bri'ah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, this is something that is we see beferush from this Gemara in Masechet Chulin. So I don't know if necessarily it's a contradiction. It may be a little bit different, but, you know. He's going to explain right now what the Gemara says. Why is Kishuv called Kishuv? What's the shoresh of the word Kishuv? So the Gemara says, Shemakhishim pamalia shel ma'ala. Makhishim pamalia shel ma'ala, loosely translated, is they kishufim weaken the heavenly pamalia, is like family, you know, the word family, the heavenly powers. Some people might read that Gemara and say that kishufim weaken Hashem. Shemakhishim pamalia shel ma'ala, which means Hashem doesn't want this to happen, but when he does witchcraft, when that person did kishuv, he caused it to happen against the ratzon, chas v'shalom, against the will of Hashem. Right? That's how it sounds like from these words. So he's going to explain the simple meaning of these words. Ma she'amru sham shemakhishim pamalia shel ma'ala, rotze lomar, she'rak sidur kochot ha-pamalia shel ha-kochavim ve'ha-mazalot, קבע הבורא יתברך כוח בכוחות הטומאה שיהיו יכולים להפכם. אבל לא שיהיה בכוחם לשנות חס ושלום מסדר הפעולות הקדושים של כוחות המרכבה קדושה. פמליה של מעלה, the kishufim were able to affect the realm of the natural laws, that's called כוכבים ומזלות, the realm of the stars and the מזלות. So Kishufim was able to control that level of existence. Hashem made it so that it should have koach over that. But no way is this to mean that Kishufim have a control over the much more sublime, the higher kochot kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adraba. On the contrary, kishemashbi'im otam b'shemot shel kochot kedusha, the Rabbi Chaim Volozhin is telling us here, when you are mashbia the kishufim with names of kochot kedusha, and I'm trying to figure out the word in English for mashbia, to cause someone to swear someone. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know, you swear, but lehashbia means to cause someone to swear. It means swear that you're not going to harm anybody. So that's called to be mashbia, to use the names of kodesh, to be mashbia the kochot tum'a, not to harm anybody. Mimela kerega mitbatel kol inyanei peulatam legamre. He says the big tzadikim, they knew how to do this. They would cause any impending disaster that would be through kishuf to go away. They would chase it away by being mashbia, by telling that dark angel, let's say, I am mashbia you, that you better get out of here, and you mention a name of kedusha, and immediately that, I say dark angel for lack of a word, runs away and is scared. It's mitbatel, it's nullified by the very mention of the name of kedusha. So obviously when it says makhishim pamalia shel mala, it doesn't mean pamalia shel kedusha.
It means the pamalia, the heavenly forces of tum'ah, that is of you know, that's where the koach of kishuf lies. So definitely the shemot shel kochot ha-kedusha have more power. Mimela kerega mitbatel kol inyanei peulatam legamre. And he quotes from the Zohar, kemo shekatav etikun yudchet, it says in the Tikkuni HaZohar, ilen deyadin beklipin, those who know how to manipulate the klipot, that klipot is kochot ha-tuma, avdin oma'a bishmahan, they are able to make an oath, to swear with those names, ubehavayot ekutshabrichu, with names of Hashem, leilen klipin, against those kochot hatum'a, ubetelin gezerah, and they're able to remove the gezerah ra'ah. You hear so many stories about the big mikubalim, big tzadikim, the true ones, of course, we're talking about, that they were, you see this all the time, they weren't able to be mashbia, the malach, to listen to him, to do this and this. This comes from here. There you go. I mean, who knows what went on over there? You know, Yaakov Avinu fighting with the malach, there's definitely, he had a lot of help, mitzad kedusha, no doubt. Nachon. Here's the key point. We didn't come here to learn Kishuv tonight. The main point is that there's nothing besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so even the Kishufim, they don't have intrinsic koach. They don't have a koach in themselves. It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, gave as if it has existence and a power and a force by itself. But it's all Him. Ki en od milevado yitbarach ba'al hakochot kulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the owner of all forces in the world. V'gam shebe'emet halo hakol male rak atzmut achduto ha'peshuta yitbarach. Because in truth, everything is Hashem in this world. Ve'en od milevado shum metziut koach klal. Lo kochot hatum'a ve'lo shum koach ve'shum olam ve'nivra klal. There is nothing beside Him. Zehu she'amru en od milevado afilu keshafim. וזהו שמביא שם השס על זה. The Gemara brings us there in Masechet Chulin a story. Uvda dehahi iteta, a story in regards to a certain woman who obviously dealt a lot with witchcraft. This was very common in those days. Women especially would be, would do witchcraft. And dehavat kamehadra lemishkal afra mituta kar'e derabi chanina. She was always trying to take some earth from underneath Rabbi Chanina, where he would stand. She wanted to harm him, and she needed afar, earth from beneath him. And she always tried to come and to, snatch a piece of earth, and he knew what she's trying to do. Amarla, so he told her, Shakuli, you could take, no problem. Lo mistayeh amilatech. You're not going to be successful. It's fine. You could try. Ita Rabbi Chanina. And why? What did he say? En od milevado ktiv. You hear this? And od milevadokti, he said, there's nothing besides Hashem. You cannot do anything. You could try. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uparich, so the Gemara asks, v'ha'amar, I have initials here. Who do you have the, Amar Rabbi?
Yochanan.
Toda rabba. V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, lama nikra sheman keshafim, shemakhishim pamalia shel ma'ala? The Gemara is asking a question. Why wasn't Rabbi Chanina concerned? After all, it says that why are they called keshafim? Shemakhishim pamalia shel ma'ala? That they cause a weakness in Shamayim kivyachol. So maybe the witchcraft will take hold? Answers the Gemara. You know why he wasn't worried? Shane Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina is different. De nafish zechute. He had many merits. He had a lot of mitzvot. And so he had a lot of protection, and he didn't have to be worried. So Rav Chaim Volozhin wants to clarify something over here, because it sounds like since Rabbi Chanina trusted his good deeds, that's why he wasn't scared. That's a little bit like, it sounds like ga'ava. So Rabbi Chanina says, Vaday shelo haya machzik atzmo, Rabbi Chanina, de nafish zchute kol kach, mitorato ma'asav atovim amirubim. There's no doubt that it's not that Rabbi Chanina held of himself so much that he knew he has a lot of Torah and Maasim Tovim, ad sheba'avuram haya samuch libo shelo yishlot bo peulat hakshafim, because of which he was confident that nothing is going to happen. That's not the meaning. That's not what it means, de nafish zchute, that he was confident in his Torah and his mitzvot.
I was just learning, I'm sorry, with Moshe, imena nili mili, and the Chachamim say that the same thing, you should never be... don't hold too much stock in yourself.
Exactly.
Or,
there you go.
Not in yourself, on the avot. says, depend on yourself, that you should earn the mitzvot and the ma'asim tovim, and don't depend on the avot and the zechuyot.
Yeah, you have to work hard. Yeah, right. So, like, and also, you mentioned Pirkei Avot, im lamata Torah harbe, al tachzik tova le'atzmecha. If you learn a lot of Torah, don't hold this as a credit to yourself. So it looks in this Gemara like maybe Rabbi Chanina was trusting his Torah mitzvot. Says Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, that's not what it was. That's exactly what he's going to say. Hine ma shomer. Aval ha'inyan kemo shekatavti le'el. Kivan shebe'emet en bekochot ha'merkava teme'a shum koach me'atzmam chalila. Because in truth, there is no intrinsic power in the kochot ha'tum'a. אלא שהוא יתברך, קבע כוחם למעלה מכוחות טבעי הכוכבים ומזלות, כדי שעל ידי זה יהיה ביכולתם לעשות פעולות. It's הקדוש ברוך הוא that created this order of power, that the כישופים have power over the realm of כוכבים ומזלות. אף גם לשנות סדרי טבעי מזלות, that they should be able to have an effect. But ובלתו יתברך, but without Hashem, הם אפס ותו. It's nothing. ולכן, therefore, גם רבי חנינה, רבי חנינה also, לא שבטח על זכות קדושת תורתו ומעשיו המרובים. It's not that he trusted his Torah in מעשים טובים. רק שידע ושיער בנפשו, he knew, and he knew his אמונה in his heart, שזאת האמונה קבועה בליבו לאמיתה. He felt that the truth of this emuna, that there's only Hashem, that en od milevado, is entrenched in his mind, is engraved in on his heart. She'en od milevado yitbarach shum koach klal, that there is no power besides him. Vehidbik atzmo bigdushat machashavto lebala kochot kulam. Listen carefully here to what he's saying. He says, and at that moment, he connected himself, he clung to the kedusha of Hashem in his thoughts. He connected himself to Hashem, Adon Yachid Hamale Kol Almin, to Hashem who permeates all the world. Ve'en kan shum shnita u'metziut koach acher klal, to the point where right now he was knowing 100%, there is nothing that has any kind of control on anything in the world other than Hashem. Lachen haya nachon libo patuach bazeh. Therefore, he knew with that emunah, nothing is going to happen. שלא ישלטו עליו פעולות הכשפים הנמשכים מכוחות המרכבה תמאה. זהו שאמר לא מסתייע מילתך, אין עוד מלבדו כתיב. That's what he meant when he said, you can try, but nothing is going to happen because it states in the pasuk, אין עוד מלבדו. And now the next paragraph, רבותיי, is a very famous and popular paragraph in Nefesh HaChaim. I even used to have a magnet in the fridge with this part of Nefesh HaChaim. It's a well-known quote where he gives a segula to avert any disaster, lo alenu, any trouble, any difficulty. If a person will remember the next paragraph, I know someone who knows it word for word by heart, and it's something that we have many stories about big people that when they kept this in mind, outright miracles happened to them. Even in the Holocaust, in World War II, there were big rabbanim that were chased by the Nazis, and they applied themselves to these words, stories about the Brisker Rava on this, and they saw miracles. It was something unbelievable. Here, let's quote what he says. Ube'emet hu inyan gadol usgula nifla'a, says Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, zechutot hagen alenu. He says that this is really a very big matter and a big segula. Lehasir ulvatel me'alav kol dinim urtzonot acherim, in order to remove from oneself all harsh judgments and retzonot acherim and ill will of others. Shelo yuchlu lishlot bo velo yasu shum roshem kelal, that they should not have any control over him and not make any impression on him at all. Like we say, we just said in Birkat HaLevana tonight, Keshem, right? כשם שאין אני יכול לגע ביך, כך אם ירקדו כנגדנו, לא יוכלו לגע בנו, ולא יעשו בנו שום רושם כלל. That the mazikim should not be able to have any control, any roshem impression on us. So in order for that to happen, he says there is a segula. How? כשהאדם קובע בליבו למו. When a person puts deeply into his mind the following words, and he should say this to himself over and over. Halo Hashem hu Elokim ha'amiti. Hashem is the true God. Ve'en od milevado yitbarach shum koach ba'olam v'chol ha'olamot klal. And besides him, there is no koach in all the world, in all the worlds at all. V'hakol male rak achduto ha-pashut yitbarach shemo. The entire world is filled with the oneness, capital O, of Hashem. U'mevatel belibo bitul gamu. And in his heart, he nullifies everything around him. He makes it that is nothing, because it is nothing. Ve'eno mashgiach klal al shum koach v'ratzon ba'olam. And he doesn't pay attention to any koach or ratzon in the world. U'mishabed u'mdabek toar machashavto. And he right now is connecting his mind in the purest way. Rak le'adon yachid baruchu. Only to Hashem. Which means, in short, let's just say what he just said, in short, to remember, en od milevado. There is only Hashem. Nobody could hurt me. Nobody could harm me. There's only Him. If a person is able to really, really connect to that thought, to the point where he feels that everything around him is batel umvutal, says Rabbi Chaim, Ken yaspik hu yitbarach beyato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make him successful. Shemimela yitbatlu me'alav kol hakochot ve'aretzonot sheba'olam. That all the powers and the ill will of people will go away. Shelo yichlu lif'ol lo shum davar klal. That they will not be able to do anything against him whatsoever. If you look in the Haggaha, he says, V'zeu inyan ma'amaram ba'mishnah. If you'll allow me just a few more minutes, we're almost finishing the perek. In the Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, it says on Daf Kaftet, on the pasuk in Parashat Chukat, where Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem to make the copper snake. Remember, Aseh lecha saraf, and it says in the pasuk that they would just look at the, whoever would look at it, that he would be cured. Anyone who would look at it would be cured. That's how the doctors, that's how they have that symbol. That's where it comes from, right? In hospitals. So the Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah asks, v'chi nachash memit o nachash mechayeh? What's going on here? Is a snake the one that gives life or the opposite? Well, Hashem tells them to look at a snake. What's going on? Ela, the Mishnah explains, Bizman sheYisrael mistaklim klape ma'ala umshabedim et libam le'aviyam shebashamayim v'chule. It says over there in the Mishnah that the point was to get them to look upwards. As long as they're looking upwards and they are mishabed, they give over their heart to Hashem, everything takes care of itself. So he says, Rotze lomar, meaning, כשהסתכלו כלפי מעלה להנחש השרף, והתבוננו בכוחו הרע, when they would look at the נחש, and they would see what evil comes from the snake, meaning the יצר הרע, ואם כל זה, ביטלוהו מליבם ולא השגיחו על כוחו הנורא, and they nullified the power of the נחש in their heart. They knew that there is no koach except Hashem, hayu mitrapim. Mimela, they would be healed. Vehu amitat inyan hamtakat kochot adinim beshorsham. In fact, that is the inyan, what's called to be mamtik the din beshorsho, to sweeten the harshments in its root, because everything has its root in Hashem. So in other words, if a person is able to trace back this enemy that's before me, he wants to harm me. If we're able to trace it back all the way to its root and to realize that what is it if not only from Hashem? It all comes from Hashem. There is only Hashem. That's called lehamtik hadin beshorsho mimela itzmit batel. V'ze ha'inyan u'gamken b'chlal, I continue now in the text, b'chlal kavanat ha-zohar. This is what the Zohar says in the Hakdama, Pikuda Revi'a, the fourth mitzvah of the Torah, Leminda, to know the Hashem hu ha'elokim. That Hashem is Elokim. Kema de'atamer, ve'yadata hayom ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. Ulitkalela shema de'elokim mishma de'avaya. To merge the name of Elokim with the name of Havaya. Elokim is Din, Havaya is Chesed. To be meshalev, to put these two names together, right? And to understand that there is no din without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Him. That's what it means to be Meshalev de Shemot. Ve kadin da barnash de kol achad ve la yishve piruda afilo ahu sitra acha yistalek me'al alma. When a person will know that everything is all one and there's nothing that is separate from Hashem, then even that sitra acha will go away from him. V'gam yigzor omer v'yakom lo. Chaim Volozhin is giving the recipe to be a miracle worker here. He says, and if a person will take this really into heart, he will be able to say, to decree, and it will happen. Lif'ol inyanim v'nisim niflaim hipuch sidur kochot hatvayim. He will be able to make miracles. Why? Kevan shemeshab. Now, by the way, we understand the secret recipe now. Now we get how some certain tzaddikim were able to, with their word, heal people. And you know, bring miracles and muftim. Why? Because they knew with the tremendous emunah, like Rabbi Hanina said, you can do whatever you want. It's not going to help. En od milevado k'tiv. Kivan shemeshabed umdabek tohar emunat levavo be'emet bal timot rak lo yitbarach levad. Ve'etzlo yitbarach hakol shaveh. Once you apply your mind to Hashem, by Hashem everything is all the same. Kol rega, every minute, it's all Him. Lif'ol besidur ha-teva shekava o hipuch sidur ha-teva. Hashem, it's in His hands to either allow for nature to take its course or for something to be changed in the course of nature. Kemo shematzinu b'Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, like we find about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, that's a different, not the same Rabbi Hanina that we mentioned before. She'aya gozer ve'omer. He would come out from his study after he prayed for someone and he would say, Zechai, or Chas v'Shalom, the opposite. Haya gozer omer, upoel kefi retzono kolet. And it would go according to what he said. Hipuch sidur ha-teva, even against the laws of nature. We have a story he brings here in Ta'anit Kafe. Everybody knows the story. He, Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, told his daughter, Misha amar la shemen v'yadlik, yomar la chometz v'yadlik. She felt bad. She didn't have oil. How is she going to light the candles of Shabbat? He told her, do you have anything? She said, I only have vinegar. What's vinegar going to help? She said, he told her, light the vinegar. She looked at him, are you crazy? What do you mean vinegar? He said to her, Misha amar la shemen veidlok, yomar la chometz veidlok. What? Oil lighting is not a miracle. It's all the Dvar Hashem. So the same Hashem who says to the oil that it should light will tell the vinegar to light. And the story is that it lit the whole Shabbat and they used it for Avdala also. And so that's how Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa lived his life, knowing what's that statement that he said? It's an acknowledgement of the fact that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no oil. It's not oil that lights. It's the Dvar Hashem that lights. Dvar Hashem, it doesn't have to be oil for it to light, he said. Rotze lomar, halo etzlo yitbarach shaveh, ze kemo ze. V'chen yispik ha-borei Baruch Hu biyado. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to be successful that way. V'kahen ha-rabot ito. And we have many stories with him. Kamuva bashas minifla'ot inyanav, as we know about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. In other words, let's end off with this sharp word of Musar. The reason why we're not performing miracles is because we have a lot of work to do in our emunah. If a person is mitbatel, that's the key word. Mitbatel means nullifies himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he knows there's nothing. This is not kayam. It doesn't exist. It's the Dvar Hashem that is causing it to apparently exist. If a person is able to really take that in, he's able to bring Yeshua and to bring good things to the world, definitely. So, Hashem yezakenu to be ma'aminim be'emunah shelema in en od milevado. En od milevado.